Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The California Highway Patrol is concerned about a spike in auto theft. They want you to better secure your motor vehicle to prevent auto theft. CHP officers have taken 53 reports of stolen vehicles in the first 3 months of 2014, a rate far higher than a year ago and from 2012 as well. Many of those vehicle thefts have occurred after the driver left the keys in the ignition, making it an easy target for a car thief and something you are warned not to do. Another trend for auto thefts is cars being stolen during burglaries when thieves gain access to car keys inside a residence, as well as through the use of worn-down keys from similar models of cars. A small percentage of vehicles are stolen through a thief breaking the steering column, and more than 80% of cars stolen in Humboldt County are eventually recovered. The city of Arcata has purchased a vehicle that will be used by the police department's traffic enforcement division, and the new vehicle will be cheaper and easier to maintain. It'll save the city $18,000 in purchase price and save on gas and expenses as well. The smart car, just 8 feet long and 5 feet wide, will be used by traffic enforcement officers through the city to conduct parking enforcement duties. The car is smaller, more maneuverable, and fuel efficient, and will also be used for crowd and traffic control and other non-criminal calls for service. Assistant County Registrar of Voters and Elections Manager Kelly Sanders will hold a campaign kickoff announcement at the Carter Hotel in Eureka on Thursday afternoon to announce her candidacy for the position of County Clerk, Recorder, and Registrar of Voters. Sanders has worked in the Registrar's office for the past 9 years and is a registered elections official in both California and Texas. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a report of heavy smoke coming from a mixed-use building at 205 7th Street in Eureka on Monday night. When firefighters reached the scene, they found heavy smoke inside the building but could not find an exact fire location, and a second alarm was called. Leda and Arcata Fire Departments provided support at Eureka stations. The heavy smoke appeared to be coming from a large brewing vessel that, due to a malfunctioning heater control, had overheated. Damage was estimated at about $6,000, and there were no injuries reported. The Humboldt County Superior Court is accepting applications for the 2014 and 15 fiscal year civil grand jury. The grand jury consists of 19 citizens who investigate civil complaints relating to local government and nonprofit agencies that receive public funding. You must be 18 years of age, a county resident, not currently an elected official, or serving on a county commission or board. For more information, contact Superior Court Administration. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Local law enforcement and public officials held a public forum last Wednesday to give Eureka community members a chance to voice their concerns regarding safety. The meeting focused on nighttime jail releases, including the mental health issue of released inmates, their transportation needs, and issues related to civil rights. Eureka Police Chief Andrew Mills was one of the panelists at the forum, and he was pleased with the community's response.
There were no surprises in terms of wanting late night release stopped and so forth, but it was interesting to see a fairly balanced community. I mean, there were a couple of people that were kind of way off on the edges, but overall, there were a lot of people that were really interested in helping and giving good information and saying, you know, let's think this through. And that's what I really appreciate about Eureka.
Mills believes that the meeting provided an emotional release for many residents.
It was really a cathartic healing time, I think, for people to express their concerns.
The meeting was a response to several incidents related to nighttime jail releases, including the murder of Father Eric Freed. The suspect, Gary Lee Bullock, was arrested and released from jail in the early morning hours on the day of the crime. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.